let me give you a hypothetical. So say this same circumstance happens. He's got group one, group two, group three. He chooses group one, files divisionals on two and three. Now, he then realizes there's yet another claim. So he could, at that point, file a reissue as, and I don't know whether it would be a reissue to one of the divisionals or a reissue to the original, but he could file a divisional reissue, right?
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand your hypothetical. If he's in his original prosecution and he comes back with this new distinct group of claims that he never claimed before, he could file, and those claims have never been restricted, he could file a continuation. It wouldn't be a reissue because your original prosecution, your original application is still pending.
Right, but if he restricted them, if they restricted them at that point during the original prosecution, he could file a divisional, right?
But he could not come back and reissue. Let's say that he never filed that continuation to those those claims that he never presented before. That is distinct from his originally elected claims. Let's say he never filed that continuation or divisional. He cannot come back and reissue and say, oh, wait a minute, I forgot about these claims, because Weiler prohibits that.
Would he have been allowed to had he filed divisionals on group two and group three?
A reissue?
Right. If he had filed divisionals on group two and group three, prosecuted group one, filed divisionals on two and three, could he then have filed a reissue with respect to these claims?
No, because you go back and look at the original restriction requirement. In his original restriction requirement, he acquiesced that the only invention that he was going to get in that application.
Okay. So the only way he could have kept his new invention alive was with a continuation.
Yes. Okay. As long as you still had co-pendency, if he wanted.
Okay, that's what I'm